The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, from shortages of one kind to another, and I swear we're not obsessed with chips here in the business this morning. Brexit has been a bad deal for many, but for our next guest, it's been a bonus, with crisp products selling like, well, hot potatoes. Joining us now is Tom Keogh, founder and managing director of Keogh's Crisps, who have just signed a deal with the Waitrose supermarket chain in the UK. Tom, should others maybe take a little bit of hope from this, that a deal that was stuck in Brexit limbo has now happened and you're breaking through to the UK market?
Yes, good morning, Anya, and thank you very much for having us part of your programme this morning. Just very briefly, business background, family business, farming, food, based North County Dublin, there an awful long time, specialised in potatoes, and got into the crisp market, luxury crisp market there in 2011. We're about 10% of the Irish market at the moment, and we export to about 20 countries around the world as well. Answer your question, I think yes. You know, exports is a very, very important part for a business. It's very fast growing. Back in 2016, before the Brexit vote, we were, you know, heavily engaged in a lot of discussions with retailers around the UK. But once that vote happened in June 2016, really everything was put on ice, because there was a huge amount of uncertainty. Nobody confirmed what the tariffs could be on our products. We were looking at a WTO tariff of about 14%, made it very, very difficult to make any type of progress with retailers over there. So thankfully, since the 1st of January, with the good news around tariffs, we've been able to progress with our first listing there with Waitrose in the UK, which has been absolutely fantastic.
Well done. Does this mean you're going posh crisps now with Waitrose?
We've always been posh crisps, yeah. But Waitrose, it's a fantastic fit for us in the UK. You know, they're seen as the top premium retailer, yeah. Premium food.
And people might be surprised, though. It's going to be cheaper to buy the crisps in Waitrose in the United Kingdom than here in Ireland. Is that right?
No, not necessarily. RRP here in Ireland is around £2.49 to £2.79. In the UK, it's £2. Sterling at the moment is about 86-87 cents. It equates to about 240. However, in Ireland, the crisp category is heavily promoted. So generally speaking, the price of the product is about €2.
Okay.
So pro rata, they're actually much cheaper in Ireland.
And has COVID been good for business with all of us stuck at home on the sofa?
It has. It's an awful thing to say, but we've had huge disruption in our business. But the same amount of, we're actually selling the same amount of crisps this year as we did last year. But where we actually sell that product has dramatically changed, with obviously all the food service, convenience, forecourts, restaurants, cafes, etc. All that volume has gone into multiple retailers here in Ireland. And as well as that, we opened an online farm shop there back in April with the first lockdown. And that's done extremely well.
And we're going to see Irish crisps on shelves in the Middle East and now the United States as well, as part of expansion.
Yes, we've been dealing in the Middle East for a number of years now. We're a key player in the luxury crisp market there, and we're the crisp of choice there for Emirates Airlines. But recently, we've made great inroads into the US market for March this year, especially for St. Patrick's Day in Costco stores on the west coast of USA. They're going to have Keogh's Shamrock Crisps for sale across the west coast. So that's a fantastic opportunity for us.
Great. I can't let you go without asking about Uncle Tony. You had a little bit of virality last year. Can you speak any update on that and just the background there to it? He is, I think, before the courts over growing a cannabis plant.
Yeah, I suppose my Uncle Tony, for those of you that know my Uncle Tony, he's probably known as one of the best potato growers in the country. Retired from the business back in 2019, probably had a little bit extra time on his hands, and took a great interest in the growing CBD industry that's about to hit Ireland in a big way. So yeah, he took it upon himself to grow a couple of plants in a glass house nearby the farm, and you know, a member of the public reported it, and he is where he is today. But he's accepted full responsibility. He didn't go about it the right way, and you know, it's ongoing.
Well, maybe we'll talk to Uncle Tony in the future too, here on The Business. Thank you so much, Tom Keogh, Managing Director of Keogh's